ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ वासुदेवाय। You should forgive me for a spontaneous, unprepared class.
Which was?
Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, Chapter 20, Verse 38. Chapter entitled The Structure of the Universe. At Mayapur right now, second canto, second chapter is going on, where different types of yoga, Ashtanga yoga system is described, and many very senior devotees spoke, Devamrit Swami, Shivram Swami, and Anuttam Prabhu, and others. And it talks of very, very intricate details of that yoga system. But then they said, Shivram Swami especially said, so, you know, these are very, very scientific details. Only Bhanu Maharaj knows probably. But we know of Mahaprabhu's mercy, and therefore he gave very beautifully. He said that how the essence of all this is ultimately bhakti yoga. That's the conclusion. So based on that understanding, I will try to speak the structure of the universe. Text 38. Etavan loka vinyaso मानलक्षण संस्था भिविर चिंतितः कविभिः सतु पञ्चाशत् कोटि गणितस्य भूगोलस्य तुरीय भागोयम् लोकालोका चलः। Kindly repeat. एतावान् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements, and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Loka-Loka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe, or in other words, 1,125 followed by 6 zeros yojanas, 1 billion miles. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given accurate astronomical information about the location of Loka-Loka mountain. The movements of the sun globe and the distance between the sun and the circumference of the universe. However, the technical terms used in the astronomical calculations given by the Jyotirveda are difficult to translate into English. Therefore, to satisfy the reader, we may include the exact Sanskrit statement given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, which records exact calculation regarding universal affairs. And what follows is half a page of intricate Sanskrit verse. Exact reduplication of those verses. Learned scholars who are free from mistakes, illusions, and propensities to cheat have thus described the planetary systems and their particular symptoms, measurements and locations. With great deliberation, they have established the truth that the distance between Sumeru and the mountain known as Lokaloka is 1/4 of the diameter of the universe, or in other words, 1 billion miles. First of all, I was a little blank. Now I become completely blank. Sanatana Goswami, in glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam, writes a few verses. And the first verse says, what is the Srimad Bhagavatam? He says, Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyusha, Sarva Vedaika Satphala, Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya, Sarva Lokaika Drikpradam, Sarva Bhagavata Prana, Srimad Bhagavata Prabho, Kali Dhvanto Ditaditya, Sri Krishna Parivartita. That Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyusha, Sarva Shastra Abdhi, if all the Shastras can be compared to the ocean, then Piyusha, if you churn that ocean, this is the nectar that you derive, the essence. And Sarva Vedaika Satphala, Veda can be compared to a tree, Nigama Kalpataror Galitam Phalam. So if it's compared to a tree, then this is the ripened fruit of that tree, Sarva Vedaika Satphala. And Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya. This is why I quoted that. Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadhya. Adhya means mine. It is a mine which contains Sarva Siddhanta Ratna. Ratna is jewel. The jewel of all conclusions can be found here in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So take any subject matter in the whole universe, and if you want to know what is the essential conclusion of that, you will find in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ultimately, the purpose of everything is given here. There's so many. If you want to know about politics, what is politics and what is the essential conclusion of politics is given here. If you want to know about history, from all practical history, take any history from any part of the universe since time immemorial. Ultimately, history repeats itself. The essence of all history is everyone is trying to lord it over and how he failed. He rode the wave of time sometime and ultimately went inside. That's the essential history. But Srimad Bhagavatam takes out that history, not giving emphasis to chronology, not giving really emphasis to the events, but actually giving to what is the purpose of knowing history. And that is connected with the great devotees of the Lord and what has been their relationship with the Supreme Lord. Because ultimately, what is the use of history? To learn something and not to repeat something and to do only those things which other people did and perfected their lives. That's the purpose of history. Right? To do what is that? Bhagavad Gita says, Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam Purvaihi Purvataram Kurtam. Says, follow those great souls who achieved the perfection. So read the histories of those souls who utilized their life to achieve the perfection. How they did it. Read their histories. Mahajano Yenagata Sapantha. And also read the histories of who got bewildered on their path. And learn from them what not to do. See, if you really want to know about conclusion of history, read Srimad Bhagavatam. You want to know about sociology. What are the purpose of that? Ultimately, how to run a society so that everyone can achieve the ultimate perfection of life. Amazing description of how Maharaj Yudhishthir ruled this planet. How everyone was so happy. There was no untimely death. Everyone was happily engaged according to their propensities. Everyone had complete satisfaction, protection, and everyone was appreciated, respected. That is the essence of Varnashram. The essence of Varnashram is everyone feels protected, everyone feels cared for, everyone is engaged according to their propensity, and therefore they're able to contribute their best. Everyone feels appreciated, everyone feels respected. And in this way, everyone was giving out their best. And therefore, at that time, even the cows, that word muda is used, the cows would give so much milk that the whole pasturing ground was wet with milk. Why? Muda. They were very jolly, Prabhupada writes. They were very happy, blissful. When naturally everyone is completely satisfied, according to their propensity, everyone gives out their best. So if you want to know about perfect sociology, how to run a kingdom, read that. And why? Ultimately, what is the purpose? It's ultimately like when Mahaprabhu was discussing with Ramananda Rai, he said, what's the purpose? What is the goal of life? Is that Varnashram? He said, Eho Bahya, Aage Koho Aar. This is external. There are secondary rules and there are primary rules. The primary rule is to worship the Lord. And the secondary rule is to make the body and mind, etc., favorable so that we can achieve, we can engage in primary rule. Secondary rule is important so that for our life can be maintained properly, so that we can execute the primary rule. What is the primary rule? Navada Bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Mandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. And what is secondary rule? Secondary rule is, Jiva Goswami explains, like taking a bath in the morning. Taking a bath in the morning is a secondary rule. Why? Because you take a bath in the morning just to become fresh and disease free from a bodily part, and mentally you become steady so that you can worship the Lord nicely. But somebody can engage in taking bath and may not worship the Lord. So the immediate result of taking a bath is not worship of the Lord. There are so many intervening results between taking a bath and worshipping the Lord. So if the secondary rule is ultimately not supporting the primary rule of worshipping the Lord ultimately, samsiddhir haritoshanam, swanushthitasya dharmasya samsiddhir haritoshanam. Ultimately it's to please the Lord. So if that is not there, then what is the use? Shramayeva hi kevalam. Dharma svanushtita pumsam vishvaksena kathasuyah na utpadayet yadiratim shramayevai kevalam. So, if you want to know about sociology, how to run the affairs, and ultimately why are you running the affairs of the kingdom, and how should you run the affairs, so that everything is made conducive, so that everyone gets an opportunity to ultimately perfect their lives. And what is the perfection of life that is given here? The ultimate of philosophy, the ultimate of sociology, ultimate of history, and here, ultimate of geography. Sarvasiddhanta Ratnadhyaya. If you really want to know geography, how is everything situated in this universe? How does it make a difference to us? Somebody may ask, how does it make it? Actually, only when we see through the eyes of those liberated souls who are beyond, as it says here, beyond, from free from mistakes, illusion and propensity to cheat, can we understand a thing as it is. Now, you may have a powerful telescope, you may see something, you see planets floating around, but what do you understand of those planets? It's simply a lump of earth floating in space, that's all. And what is your reference point? Before Copernicus, everyone felt, I am the center of the universe. Distance is compared to my distance, you know, how much is distant from me? They thought they were a reference point. Who cares? We are insignificant fellow. A reference point is something which doesn't move. That's worth taking a reference. Right? A reference point, if that itself keeps moving, then how do you measure everything? People feel earth is way, just because they are sitting on the earth. Who cares? An insignificant ant is sitting on some planet and says, I am, because I am here on this place, this is the center of the universe. And if your center itself is wrong, your reference is not wrong, if you are not right, then all your measurements are bogus. So in this way, you have to see things with proper perspective. And that means seeing through the eyes of those great souls who are taking the absolute reference. They are seeing from the Creator's point of view. The best person who knows everything as it is the person who has created. Because he has created, he knows why he has created, what's the main purpose of geography. Until and unless you know the cause of all causes, you don't know why everything exists and for what. To know a thing as it is means to know its connection with the source. As long as you don't see an object in relation to its connection with its source, you don't see things. Seeing means to seeing things as they are. Right? Science means to know things as they are. And as they are means what? As what? Everything has come from something and exists for some purpose. Therefore, janmadhyasayataha. You have to know the cause of all causes. Once you know the cause of all causes, and then you know everything has been created by that personality, then you can ask him, Baba, why have you created this? What is the main purpose? Otherwise, you may misuse it. If I walk into this temple room and I don't know anything about anything, and I see this microphone lying somewhere in the middle of the floor, without its connection with the wire, I don't know what it is. I may use it to hit a nail in the wall, but I don't know. But then there is a manual. If there is a manual along with it, then the manual says, this is supposed to be connected with a wire and you have to use it for amplifying the sound. Of course, you can use this as to nail, hit a nail. That's all right. But you won't achieve the ultimate purpose of what it is meant for. Similarly, suddenly you find yourself with a big brain and some speculative power, and you with your little insignificant tiny span of life and with gross, material, imperfect, limited senses, you try to speculate why I am here, what is the source of everything, what's the use of that? So ultimately, until and unless Sarvasiddhanta Ratnadhya, if we don't read, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, this is one of the five essential teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam. Srimad Bhagavatam is the amala pramana, proof. Amala, it's not contaminated by any other motivation than it is what it is supposed to be. Everything anandamayobhyasat is meant to give pleasure to the Lord. It's come from the Lord to be used in the service of the Lord and to give pleasure and satisfaction to the Lord. That's it. That's the only purpose of everything that we do. And that is explained right in the beginning. Right in the first three verses of the Srimad Bhagavatam. I was reading this book from Satsarup Maharaj. A poor man reached the Srimad Bhagavatam. He calls it, why he gave that title. He says, the purpose why I am writing. It's a very nice book. Just, he's a free writer. He wants to write freely. Whatever, some poems come to his mind. Some pictures he draws. He wants to dovetail it in the service of Srila Prabhupada. But how to do that? So he said, wow, very nice. I start reading Srimad Bhagavatam. I read the purport. I read the verse. And whatever comes to my mind, I'm going to put. And he says, this is a very poor commentary, obviously, because I'm not like an acharya speaking. But I'm just giving whatever I can. A poor man. A poor man, what can he offer? You go to his house, he can offer some mat, probably, just like Shutadev offered to Krishna. Whatever he had, he just offered a little mat. He didn't have anything else. You may not know a poor man by seeing him if he is very nicely dressed. Maybe that's the only set of clothes he has, which he wears for going out. So, you may not know. But when you go to his house, you know. When he offers some food, you see the content of the food, you know. But Krishna is so merciful, he accepted Shrutadev's offering also. So on that basis, Satsarup Maharaj says, I'm going to write a few things. Whatever I just spontaneously comes to me. But I'll try to stick to the verses of Srila Prabhupada and write. So, why was I mentioning it? So, he writes that right at the beginning, he defines in the first verse, what is the Supreme Absolute Truth? Who it is? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. In the Bhagavad Gita, right at the beginning, it's not clear. The whole thing is gradually built up. But Bhagavatam begins with Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Satyam Param Dhimahi. Straight away, it begins with this. Krishna is a person. And one very, very beautiful sentence he writes, which I liked very much. Prabhupada's magnum opus was Srimad Bhagavatam. Before he went to the West to fulfill the order of his Guru Maharaj, he knew that I had to take this because Bhagavatam is the solution for every question. So he says, why? Why Bhagavatam is the perfect answer to all the questions? Because Bhagavatam clearly gives who is God, what is our relationship with God, how to revive that relationship, and what is the purpose of establishing that relationship. Bhagavan sambandha bhakti abhideya hoy, prema prayojana vedeti na vastu koy. Vedaischa sarvair ahameva vedyo. Ultimately, the whole purpose of human life is to know Krishna perfectly. Bhagavatam is the scripture which explains Krishna perfectly. Why Prabhupada carried Bhagavatam? He says, because Bhagavatam clearly defines God. And today, what people need is God. As Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, there's only one problem in this material world, and that is lack of Krishna consciousness. And there's only one solution to all the problems, Krishna consciousness. And that is perfectly, Krishna consciousness means to become conscious of Krishna as he is. Dashamam, especially in the 10th canto, clearly the ultimate perfection of understanding the Supreme Absolute Truth is completely given. And anyone who understands Srimad Bhagavatam can not only make his life perfect and solve all the problems. Right? In the second verse it says, Nigama, what is that? Dharma Projita Kaita Votra Paramo Nirmat Sarana Vedyam Vasumat Tapatraya Unmulanam. Tapatraya, the three kinds of miseries which everyone is suffering, Unmulanam, from the root it is pulled out and thrown forever. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the only solution, and therefore Prabhupada carried that. And therefore his desire was to give the Srimad Bhagavatam. This is his greatest contribution to the world, that he has given us the Bhakti Vedanta purports to Srimad Bhagavatam. That was also very nicely mentioned by, I think, Anuttam Prabhu. He was mentioning in the class in Mayapur just few days back. He was telling, had it not been for Prabhupada's purports, how would we have deciphered what is the Sanskrit verses and how it's relevant. Its relevance to us in the present day. Otherwise, when you read, anyone can get bewildered and decide, drop everything and go and read Ashtanga Yoga books. There are people who write commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. And they write books. Books on Bhakti Yoga, only 12th chapter. Then they write on Ashtanga Yoga, 6th chapter. Then they write on Karma Yoga, 3rd and 5th chapter. But if you see their book, when they talk about Karma Yoga, they say that is the highest. If you want to do that, follow that. And when they write Ashtanga, they say this is it. Shuchau deshe pratishthapya sthiramasanam atmanah nati uchitam nati nicham chailajina kushottaram. And then they write a whole three pages on what is this kusha grass, why it should be, which direction it should be placed. And anyone who is not properly directed, if he reads it, he says, my God, I want to know more about this kusha grass. Then he may start, he may throw Bhagavad Gita, go into some library, pick up everything on kusha grass. From kusha grass, he's found in the Himalayas. He may go to Himalaya. And while searching in the Himalayas, he may find a yogi who is pressing his nose and standing on his head. And he may also impress by that. Do that. He's diverted. But if you read Prabhupada's purports, he keeps us absolutely focused, like a horse with his blinkers. You know? That's why if you see Baldev Vidyabhushan, he has given Prameya Ratnavali. Prameya, 9 conclusions. Of what's the truth? Dashamula Tattva. So Prabhupada begins somewhere and says, so, it's all nonsense. You know, it starts with Ashtanga Yoga, how it's all nonsense. Hey, what is this? Nowhere does it say. But Krishna in the end said that it's all nonsense, Arjun. Forget it, you can't do it. The conclusion is there. And with the conclusion focus, a person, whatever be the purport, brings to the essence. Whatever be the words, brings to the essence. Therefore, in Kali Yuga, as taught by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, chanting the holy name, Sankirtana Yajna, talks about Yajna in the 4th chapter. And then he says, so, best is chanting Hare Krishna. Hey, this fellow doesn't know anything else, you know. Only knows one thing and just keeps hitting. But what can he do? Krishna said that, Sarva Dharman Parityaja. All that I have told you in the last 17 chapter, drop every damn thing. Just chant Hare Krishna. Mamekam Sharanam Braja. So, these purports, the Bhakti Vedanta purports, keeps us within a beautiful fence so that, just like in Krishna book, there is one time the cows were grazing and they were so absorbed in fresh grass, they just diverted and went somewhere else. They lost track. Similarly, while reading, we may easily lose track. One beautiful purport recently I was reading about Narada Muni in his previous life as the son of a Shudrani. He goes, he leaves home and walks. Kheta kharvata vatimscha vanani upavanani cha. He traveled through forests, he traveled through cities, metropolises, janapadam, and traveling. Then immediately Prabhupada writes in the purport, similarly a sannyasi is supposed to travel all over the world to experience the creation of the Lord, to develop faith in the Lord by traveling alone, and then to become fearless. And then he says, in the recent history, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled like this in the Jharikhanda forest, fearlessly, completely depending on the Lord for his food also. He told his followers not to carry any food, just depend on the Lord, fearlessly. And as I was reading, I was becoming a little morose. Somewhere, just a drop. Impossible for me. I can't do it. And immediately in the purport, but nowadays it is impossible to do these things. And therefore, immediately he says, so therefore, people at that age should renounce everything, go to Vrindavan, and spend their time reading the literatures left by the Goswamis. Nana Shastra Vicharanai Kanipunav Saddharma Sansthapakam. Thus, after retirement, this is your job. So, though your head is in the seventh cloud, your feet is on the ground. Prabhupada makes sure, he gives the topmost philosophy and makes you realize in Kali Yuga how insignificant we are. But then immediately says, but there is a concession. Anyone can achieve that same benefit what was derived by these great souls in the previous Yuga by Mahaprabhu's mercy simply by doing this. Something that is immediately accessible, but something that gives the same result. That's parampara. What was millions of years ago given by Krishna to sun god in a person who was more receptive, much more ability, is simplified and made just suitable. It's like mother's milk. Mother's milk, by the Lord's arrangement, is made just suitable for the newborn child. Anything else, he will have loose motions. You can't give him paneer first thing in the as soon as the child is born. So it's made. Similarly, the parampara makes it just what we need for us, so that we can digest it, get nourishment, and get strengthened in our devotion to the Supreme Lord to achieve the perfection of life. So these are some wild thoughts. I took inspiration from Satsurup Maharaj to read a purport and a verse and some free commentary. So any questions or comments? 2 minutes. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Granthrāj Śrīmad Bhāgavatam ki jai, Nitāi Gaura Premānandi, Hari Hari Bhava.